fast forward into living in Gainesville, Florida. I was no longer coaching, but I was working for ESPN. I lived in a house that was 3,600 square feet. A lot of the kids that came to my house said, "Coach, you should have been on MTV Cribs." That's the kind of neighborhood I lived in. I was coming back from the gym, and I was pulled over. I did not run a stop sign. I was not speeding. I was driving a 525 BMW, and a cop follows me. I'm a half a block from my house, blue light, and I pull over, and I'm waiting, and he pulls behind me. And in my neighborhood, over a loudspeaker, says, "Get out of your vehicle." Now, I had always been taught not to get out of your vehicle. Unfortunately, have had the conversation of, "Carolyn, if you're stopped, always show your hand." And so I get out of the vehicle. I'm in tight and a workout top, and it's cold outside. And I get out of my car, and the police officer comes and asks me for my driver's license and registration, and I give that to him. And as he's holding it, and he's looking at my driver's license, he asked me, "What are you doing in this neighborhood?" I was 45 years old. And so it happens in any neighborhood. And it happens because of the color of your skin. And I'm educated. I went to Vanderbilt University. And so we have to, we can start in communities. And I think that that is a great part to start, but that's not the only place that it needs to start. And don't get me wrong, there are great cops. Hell, I'm married to a retired police officer, and we have a lot of friends who are police officers. But they have to acknowledge that there are things that need to be changed in the training of the mentality of some cops.